Now we're into the final little bit of the show, our trader slot in many senses, and we've got undoubtedly one of our favorites. I know that the audience loves them. David Liebenstein, our gold guru. David, evening. Thanks very much for coming into studio.
Evening, Simon. How are you?
I'm always good, always good.
Good.
Let's start off with gold consolidating, kind of moving sideways, which I know, chat to people, they say, it's cool, forming a base.
Definitely. We've seen this consolidation go on from about March this year, so mm-hmm. it's been a five-month consolidation period. But this is nothing to be, you know, alarmed about. This is a market, and if this bull market does continue, which I firmly believe it will, 5 months is a very short consolidation period. Now, I mean, you could look at another 7 years on this market. So this is a very small period of consolidation. And besides, there hasn't been any more new fundamental news coming through to give the market that momentum which is required to push it through the $1,000 level.
And you mentioned March, and I hadn't realized it was consolidating from March, because that immediately ties to when the market started. Ben Bernanke used his green shoots. And through all of that hullabaloo of good news and the end of the world is cancelled memo type of thing, gold's held its own, which is going to be positive. I mean, certainly one could have stood back, and if gold had been going weaker, we could say, makes sense, you know, equities up, etc. Gold's holding its own, saying a lot.
Definitely, and you know, it seems like there's a magic number, because in March we were trading at $940, pretty much where we are again today.
Mm-hmm.
So that $940 seems to be an area of support, but definitely we are holding above 900,
mm-hmm.
and that is very positive.
Okay. I keep on hearing stories out there, and let's be honest, by the time I hear the stories, they're history. These are not news that I hear.
Yes.
That JP Morgan is massively short. Is it true? Do we care?
Yes, it is. By the commitment of traders, which is, released by Comex, it shows that JP Morgan are currently, well, as from, I think it was last Wednesday, they had a short position of some 22 million ounces of gold.
Wow.
There's also HSBC that hold a short position.
Mm-hmm.
So this will give the market a lot of the pressure on the downside. And obviously these guys are traders,
mm-hmm.
and they've selected to go short. So this is perhaps why gold can't break through that 960 level.
I was going to say, so they're selling it at 969, there's about. They're not saying it's going to 100 or anything. I mean, frankly, if they clear out at 940, 22,000 million ounces, they're in big money.
Absolutely, that's a great profit.
That's some good bonuses.
Yes, I think we might find some support. You know, we can't really say where they intend to cover their position,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I highly doubt they're looking for a $40 move. So, you know, as they say, maybe it's a $20 move, but mm-hmm. then they've got to cover those positions.
And the covering, they're buying.
Yes, yes, and add support into that market. And if there is some unexpected news on the gold market, which comes out, you know, suddenly, then remember they've got to cover the shorts as well to protect themselves.
So if gold
upside
suddenly goes to 1,000,
they're
going to be buying 22 million ounces.
They have to.
That's going to push it even a bit more.
Definitely.
So the thing, I mean, I you know, these what do we want to call them? These permacup, you know, these guys who always, they hate this or something, you know, and they always, JP Morgan's massively short. And you're saying, sure, they're short. But understand, they're traders. They're
yes.
going to take their profit, their $20 for them at that level of trade. That's massive.
Yes.
And then they're going to be out.
Definitely. Remember we discussed once, you know, how to get involved in gold. Take
mm-hmm.
a long-term view, a medium-term view.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a long-term view, you know, you're going to create a core holding of bullion.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke about trading.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is a commodity that you can trade.
Mm-hmm.
These guys trade gold. And this is a prime example. They've taken the view that they're going short on gold. They're certainly not going to hold those short positions for months. They
mm-hmm.
want to take their profit as soon as possible, because that's the nature of trading. But no one knows besides themselves where their you know, exit point will be. It could be, like you say, $20, $15, we don't know. But they are trading.
Mm-hmm. They're not looking for – I mean, I remember back in the 250 days when gold was at 250, the rumors about, you know, JP Morgan pushing it down. These guys are traders. They're going to take their profits.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Moving on, European Central Bank, you say there's a new gold agreement coming out next month?
Yeah, towards the end of September.
Yeah.
The European banks have an agreement, which is the Central Bank Gold Agreement. And this is an agreement which runs for 5 years. So the last agreement was in 2004. And interestingly enough, in that last agreement, they made a statement, which I can't remember it verbatim, but they mentioned that gold is definitely going to remain a very important part of their monetary reserves. In the last agreement, they also stipulated that there was a limit on their gold sales, which was 500 tons per year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, since September the 28th or 27th last year, until now, we've only seen them dispose of 140 tons, which is far short of the 500 tons. So this gives me the impression that they have some reluctance to dispose of their gold. They're not,
not so keen on US dollars, are they?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to see a change there, you said, towards the end of next month.
I think it's the 27th or 28th. Okay. So they renew it for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk about it that they're actually going to bring that limit down from 500 tons per year to 400 tons a year, which also, is giving some type of message.
And then China, and particularly Chinese individuals. Now, I we all know that India is a huge gold market in terms of a store of wealth and jewelry and the like. And I never thought about the other billion-odd people living in China.
Yes.
You say things are changing in China as well.
Oh, definitely, Simon. For the last 50 years, individuals have not allowed to participate in gold in any way at all. The distribution, the sales have been controlled by the Chinese government. This year, they've changed those laws which allow a Chinese citizen to purchase gold. Now they can go into the bank, they can buy gold and silver bars, as a matter of fact. They can participate in different types of gold instruments. And this is very interesting because, as you know, obviously not everyone in China can afford these gold bars.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember the number, but listening to some analyst some time ago, he mentioned a figure which was astronomical regarding how many new accounts are being opened by Chinese investors each day or each week.
Yeah. I can't remember it either, but it's thousands and thousands a day. Tens of thousands a day.
It's unbelievable. So these people now can participate in gold. And, having lived in that part of the world for many years, I have the utmost respect for this nation, truly industrious entrepreneurs. And they have a view towards gold, which I don't think we have here in South Africa. They value gold.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're allowed to earn gold, this is going to be, this is going to open up a huge market. And also what we must consider is that 50 years ago, the Central Bank of China had no gold in their reserves. Today, they are the seventh largest holder of gold in the world. They are the largest producer of gold in the world.
Yeah.
They are switching some of their dollar assets into gold. So
they're out there, their central bank is buying gold,
yes,
as opposed to the Europeans who are selling slowly. But
yes, absolutely. So they're taking a very positive view towards gold, and it's not a small player.
Yeah, yeah. So and it goes back to the earlier comment, is that their biggest holdings are US dollars, and let's be honest, that's not the best. They can't sell them all, but US dollars and T-bills is not the best thing. You want to get a bit of euro and a bit of yellow metal.
Absolutely, and they'll never declare openly, look, we're bailing out of US
exactly.
treasuries. They
would,
can't.
It would hurt them more than anything else.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So they're doing most probably, I can't say a covert, that's not the right word, but probably a gradual transition out of US treasuries into other assets, and they have selected gold as one of these assets.
And then oil. I know that you're involved in oil, but I also know that a lot of people will talk about the relationship between gold and oil.
Exactly. Price of gold doesn't exactly mirror the price of oil. There's always been this relationship between gold. When we have, a rise in the price of oil or a drop in the price of oil, we can always expect a corresponding reaction in the price of gold. And some people say, no, that's not exactly true. But I can't remember, there's a university in the States that did they applied some mathematical formula to this equation. And the conclusion was that 84% of the time that oil goes up or down, gold reacts. There's a definite correlation between oil and gold. They've also done, it's not a study, but we know there's a type of ratio. The ratio between oil and gold fluctuates between 10 to 1 and 30 to 1. So in other words, if oil is trading at $70 a barrel,
mm-hmm.
on the low side, we can expect gold to trade, let's say, at 10 times, so $700. On the high side, 30 times, which is $2,100. So somewhere between that range, we can find the gold price. In other words, if gold is trading at 10 to 1 to the oil price, that is towards the low end. Then we can expect an adjustment in the gold price to move upwards towards that 30 to 1. It's like a band, mm-hmm. 10 to
it's
30.
At the bottom, it's going to move.
Yes.
And even if oil came down a bit, it's still at the bottom of the range, and the trend is then to move
yes.
to the top
then
of the range.
Then we could see gold perhaps move to that 30 to 1 ratio. Not a fixed formula, mm-hmm. but it's a very interesting formula, which has run for many years, going back to the 70s.
David Liebenstein, as always, thanks very much for your time this evening.
Thanks for having me, Simon.